Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Arsenal are through to the group stages of the European Champions League for a 16th consecutive season. Liverpool need extra time to win their League Cup match against Notts County. And Michael Essien returns to the Black Stars for the first time in 2 years.
This is seen by many people as potentially the biggest squad Ghana has had in a long while. The big question for some others, though, is what this does to the organization of the team and what this does to the chemistry that you've built up really well over the last few years.
Lots more on all those stories to come, but first let's head to New York, where it's day two of the US Open tennis, and there was a routine victory for the former men's champion Roger Federer. Just arrived on court is the men's top seed Novak Djokovic with the details. Here's the BBC's tennis correspondent, Russell Fuller.
Novak Djokovic underway in his first round match. 50 weeks after losing the final in 5 sets to Andy Murray, he is under pressure from Rafael Nadal as far as his world number one ranking is concerned, but should be very comfortable of victory in the first night match here this evening as he's up against the Lithuanian Ricardis Berankis. Roger Federer should have played last night, but the New York rain intervened. It didn't take him very long, just an hour and a half, to dispatch of Gregor Zemlya of Slovenia today, winning in straight sets. Federer playing well, serving very nicely, but in all honesty, it wasn't much of a challenge put up by Zemlya. He wasn't able to repeat the heroics of Sergei Stakhovsky, who so famously beat Roger Federer in the second round at Wimbledon. Federer pleased with his game, but went to the practice courts afterwards, which is very unusual, because he said he was lacking rhythm. There were so few rallies in the match, he said, I needed to put in a little bit of extra work.
Thanks to Russell Fuller, live from New York. Now to the European Champions League, and Arsenal have beaten Fenerbahce 2-0 to complete a 5-0 aggregate win to reach the group stages for the 16th consecutive time. The victory, though, was marred with more injury problems for Arsenal. The BBC's Alistair Bruce-Ball watched the game.
Qualification was never really in doubt, but Arsene Wenger named a strong team which did a thoroughly professional job, and Aaron Ramsey continued his excellent start to the season with both goals, the second a really confident, clever finish. Of more concern, though, was the injury count. Lucas Podolski will be out for 3 weeks with a hamstring injury. Aaron Ramsey walked off in added time holding his groin, and Jack Wilshere did well to survive the last 10 minutes of the game, being whacked from pillar to post by most of the Fenerbahce players, to the point where you wondered whether it would have been more sensible just to take him off and finish the game with 10 men. But after the destabilising start to the season with defeat against Aston Villa, Arsenal are back in the group stages of the Champions League, and the next week is crucial as Arsene Wenger finally tries to spend the money that's been burning a hole in his pocket all summer.
So despite the injuries, the Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger was satisfied with the performance of his side.
Overall, especially in the second half, he controlled the game and did a professional job. It was not a very maybe exciting game, but we did what we had to do, and overall we scored 5 goals and didn't concede. So we are in the group stage. That's what we wanted.
Elsewhere in the European Champions League, Arsenal will be joined by Steaua Bucharest, who will be in the group stage draw for the first time in 5 years after drawing 2-2 at Legia Warsaw to go through on the away goals rule. 10-man Schalke beat Park Salonika 3-2, 4-2 on aggregate. Basel and Austria Vienna also qualify. The Bayern Munich midfielder Bastian Schweinsteiger is doubtful for their Super Cup game against Chelsea in Prague on Friday after straining his ankle in the size 1-1 Bundesliga draw at Freiburg on Tuesday. Now to the English League Cup, and Crystal Palace were the one Premier League side to go out at the second round stage, losing 2-1 at Bristol City, who play in the third tier of English football. The Palace manager Ian Holloway defended the 11 changes he made to his side.
90% of my lads have played 2 games now. Those ones there I need on the bench, they're going to have to catch up some minutes. So, and then blood some young ones, you know. Do I think I can play my lot, the ones I got to start on Saturday, 3 times in 1 week at that level? I don't think so, no.
Fulham needed a late equaliser in normal time and then penalties to beat fourth tier Burton Albion. The Fulham manager Martin Jol was relieved his side managed to turn their performance around.
I think it was a great game of football. The only thing is you get angrier and angrier by the minute. I think we had 70-30%, and you always know if you not score or maybe only score 1 goal, you always get a problem, and that is what happened tonight. And then I think it was 5 or 10 minutes before the end, they smelled blood, and then they started to play well, you know. Before that, I think we had all the control, but after that we lost it a bit, and they had 3 or 4 crosses from the left. And then they scored. And then you have to go in extra time and
they still had that same flow, 5 or 6 minutes, and scored again. So it was not easy, it was difficult.
Liverpool were taken to extra time by Notts County, who played in the third tier of English football before winning 4-2. Sunderland had to come back from 2 goals down to beat MK Dons. The Sunderland manager, Paolo Di Canio, was impressed with the performance of the lower league side, who played their football in the English third tier.
They played better than us in terms of football expression, but this was clear, we have to be honest. But it's obvious at the end of the quality, no? The desire, the ambition, you know, the label came out and we scored 4 very good goals. But in terms of play football, obviously, and also Carlo, they play good football, they practice a lot.
Also through to the third round are West Brom, Southampton, Hull, Norwich City and West Ham United. Now with less than a week to go before the transfer window closes, Gareth Bale, the man at the centre of what could be the biggest move of the summer, didn't turn up for training with Tottenham on Tuesday as talks continue over his proposed move to Real Madrid. Meanwhile, the Everton manager Roberto Martinez says he's still trying to add to his squad before the window closes. Martinez revealed there'd be no further bid from Manchester United for Leighton Baines and Marouane Fellaini, and that he was more focused on bringing players in.
It's important that we keep looking if we can find maybe another top character that can help the players that we got at the club. But we'll carry on doing that without being in a position where we desperately in need of someone, because the squad is strong, it's full of experience, it's full of impressive youth with an incredible talent.
And the Moroccan international winger Osama Asaidi has left Liverpool for Stoke City on a season-long loan. The 25-year-old becomes manager Mark Hughes' 4th signing of the summer. Now, Michael Essien has been included in the Ghana squad for their crucial World Cup qualifier against Zambia next month. It's been 2 years since the Chelsea midfielder last appeared for the Black Stars. Michael Otieje is a football writer and broadcaster based in Accra.
Essien has stayed away for a while because he wanted to fully recover, he says, from the injuries that bogged him down for a while and also get himself back into club football. So this is seen by many people as potentially the biggest squad Ghana has had in a long while. The big question for some others, though, is what this does to the organization of the team and what this does to the chemistry that he's built up really well over the last few years.
The England manager Roy Hodgson has handed call-up for the first time to Tottenham's Andros Townsend and Everton's Ross Barkley for their World Cup qualifiers against Moldova and Ukraine next month. The Southampton forward Ricky Lambert has also retained his place in the squad, and so does Wayne Rooney. Hodgson said he was relieved to see Rooney starting again for Manchester United.
I'm sure David Moyes had no worries or concerns that he would do anything other than give his best and play to the very best of his ability last night, just as I had no concerns he would do the same for us, because that is the nature of the man, that's the nature of the player, and it's great when it comes off. You know, I thought it came off for us during his 60 minutes, and it came off in spades last night for Manchester United.
That's the England manager, Roy Hodgson. Egypt have stunned the reigning African basketball champions Tunisia at this year's AfroBasket tournament in the Ivory Coast. The Egyptians won 77-67 in the round of 16. Cape Verde are also through to the quarterfinals after beating the Republic of Congo 67-60. Finally, Zimbabwe's cricketers have claimed their first one-day win over Pakistan in 15 years at the Harare Sports Club. The visitors set a target of just 244 runs in their 50 overs. In reply, the home side won by 7 wickets. Hamilton Mazakadze hit 85. Zimbabwe lead the 3-match series 1-0. Don't forget, there's always lots more on all those stories, including all the tennis news from the US Open in New York on our website, bbcworldservice.com. For now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC. Coming